Checking in again with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get a rundown on this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting and other city clerk matters. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Great. Now that we're in April, we're seeing longer days and warmer temperatures, so it's all good.
You're absolutely right. Feels good.
It does. And it looks beautiful, too, out there in front of City Hall with things starting to come into bloom, too.
Yeah, it does.
How did the meeting go this week?
Very good. We had a short agenda, but all good. I'll get right to it. Agenda item number one was hearing regarding the request of the National MS Society for a special use permit for their bike MS Cape Cod Getaway on Saturday, July 10th, 2021. The riders are expected to be in Quincy between 5 a.m. and 9 a.m. And that was Preston Steeblein. He was unable to be here, but we've had the cyclists come through Quincy for years and years without any problem. Happy to help in any way that we can. They are going to be in touch with the police chief to make sure that, you know, the safety requirements are upheld. So right. That went through 5-0.
Okay.
No problem.
I know they typically just run down Quincy Shore Drive, basically.
Yeah, I think it's Quincy Shore Drive to maybe Four River.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Name it that way.
Yeah.
And next was agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of Denise Haja in the St. Mary Center for Women and Children for a special use permit one day liquor license for an eat, drink, and model fashion show on the boardwalk at Marina Bay. The event is scheduled for June 22nd with a rain date of June 23rd from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The event will follow all gathering requirements in place to date of the event. Denise Haja and Kathleen Maple were there. Denise has a boutique down at the marina, and Kathleen Maple is a member of the St. Mary Center for Women and Children, and they live near one another in the marina. So they've collaborated together. They did a fashion show. Denise did one last year for COVID, and it worked out really well. So they've now collaborated to help St. Mary's Women and Children. Always a good event. They are having the restaurants from Victory Point Zeros and Port 305 actually make dinner. So they're looking forward to that, where last year it was more appetizers, and this year it's going to be a sit-down dinner. So if you want to get a ticket for that event, which is needed, then you would get in touch with Denise Haja.
I wasn't familiar with the St. Mary Center for Women and Children, Nikki. Do you know anything about that?
I really don't, but when I spoke with Kathleen Maple, she said that she's been involved for quite some years, and that due to COVID, their resources and fundraising last year took a hit. It is in Dorchester, and so they're happy to have Denise to host them.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why, because it's in Dorchester, but it was St. Mary's Church in Quincy, though, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
And then agenda item number three was hearing regarding the request of the Brownie Lady for a common victual license for the premise located at 372 Granite Street. Proposed manager Christina LeClaire. Proposed hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 7 days a week. The location will be a bakery specializing in brownies, gourmet brownies, baskets, trays. And I did look on Facebook. Christine LeClaire does have a Facebook page under the Brownie Lady. And you can go there and see some of her desserts. They look delicious.
an entire bakery dedicated to brownies?
Yes.
It's a chocolate lover's dream come true.
Absolutely. I love brownies.
So,
that went through. That went through 5-0.
Okay. You know what was there before, Nikki, or where that is?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. It may have been a catering business before.
Okay.
And next was agenda item number 4, hearing regarding the request of Shinmine Yu for a lodging house license for the premise located at 53 Copeland Street due to a change of ownership. Shinmine Yu did not show on the call. And there were some questions about this had been previously had been a lodging house, but it is due for an inspection by inspectional service, fire, and health, contingent on their license. And it is regular occupancy is 23 people on the license. So we will hold the license until they do get their final inspections, but that did pass 5-0. We figured no reason to hold them up if they just follow the guidelines.
Okay, very good. So I'm getting a full compliment on the board if things were 5-0.
Yep. So that was fine. And our next meeting will be April 20th.
Very good. We're getting down there.
We are.
What else is going on in your world that we should know about?
We do have, we're busy right now registering dogs in our city, which is very important.
Of which there are many more COVID dogs.
Yeah, that's what absolutely. We've gotten so many more dogs. People got COVID dogs. So we're happy to have them, but they should be licensed for their protection as long as, and the protection of others, of course. So we are having licenses here, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. We are holding a rabies and license clinic on April 17th from 10 to 1 at 1 Marymount Parkway. You can bring your dog down and get him licensed and vaccinated in the same day. They're $10 each.
Okay. What documents do folks need to bring for that? Just proof of residency or?
Proof of vaccine.
Proof of vaccine.
Proof of vaccine will be fine. It has all the information right on it. And if you have any questions about your dog's vaccine, you can certainly call here or your own vet.
Okay.
Ahead of time.
And how is payment accepted?
It's cash only.
Oh, okay.
For that day.
Okay.
So $10 for the vaccine and $10 for the tag.
Gotcha. Okay. Excellent. Okay. Appreciate it. Anything else?
Thank you. I think that's going to do it for today.
All right, Nikki. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.